In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Today, we remember the last thing that Jesus tells the man who was raised from his paralysis, and that was, take up your bed and walk. That's a very significant statement that Jesus gives to him. Because not only picking up his bed and walking back to his home shows everyone that he was healed of his infirmity, but it also means that he is also to embark on a new life. In a way, when Jesus healed a man through forgiving his sins, resulting in physical healing, the man began to experience newness of life. The old man was put to death, and the new man arose. And that's how it works. In Paul's epistle today, he talks about the gifts that we have received. Now, we've heard this so many times, that we have received gifts from the Lord to utilize it for the sake of the kingdom. We've heard this epistle a million times. But when we enter into it a little more deeply, we realize what Paul is saying to us that is basically life-changing for us. God is not throwing out gifts at random to the population of his people, and wherever it lands, it lands. No. It's very interesting that God knows us so intimately and so lovingly and so compassionately that he measures the gifts according to how we are able to use them and to give them away. He fills us with whatever we need. And it's very interesting. In our life, we have gifts that God has given us that we can carry throughout our life. Something that becomes part of us. A gift that we have that we can share. And then the gift that we share in some miraculous but true way makes a difference in the entire universe when we practice it. But we also receive our vocation in times in which it seems that God is giving us what we need at the moment that we need it, where he puts us in situations, where he puts us in the midst of people, and he gives us what we need in order to minister to them in his name. So it's very interesting. We have long-term gifts, and we also have short-term gifts that God gives us when he needs to do something, when he wants us to do something for him, and we think it's all coincidence. Well, there's no such thing as coincidence in the kingdom of God. Everything is deliberate. God is guiding us and leading us. We commemorate two very important events today. We commemorate the six ecumenical councils. Now, if we go back to Jesus' last statement to the now healed paralyzed man, take up your bed and go home, we have the members of the councils. Now, in the early councils, especially Nicaea and part of Constantinople as well, we have those who attended the council, bishops, holy men. It has been said that all of these men, in all particular ways, not only used the gifts that God gave them, but also was able to take up their own bed and go home. And a lot of times their going home was to serve their people, obviously. The members of the council, many of them, showed scars, amputation, beatings, because many of these who attended these councils, the early councils especially, were confessors to the faith. They are the ones who stood before the tribunals and declared Jesus as their Lord, and they weren't about to be pushed around because they knew that God was everything to them. And so, in a very way, all the members of the council were healed men in many ways. As we know that saints basically are loved sinners, and all the members of the council would be The first one's to say, we are forgiven sinners of the Lord. Some would say, I am the worst of sinners. But God gave them newness of life through his mercy and compassion. And that is why they're able to pick up their beds, which means to witness to Jesus working in their life in a very powerful way, and to take their bed and go home, which is to serve people that God has led them to. We also have Vladimir, Saint Vladimir, who in his early life lived as a pagan. He had certainly a pagan lifestyle. I'm sure before his conversion, he was a bit of a playboy, I think. But yet, there was something inside him that was beckoning him, moving him, leading him. Sinner that he was, God was working in him. And inspired by the Holy Spirit, he sends out a delegation to find out about these religions. And we know the story. A delegation came back from Constantinople who experienced the services in Hagia Sophia and said that they were experiencing as if heaven on earth. And it is then that something touched Vladimir, who was eventually baptized Basil, to turn his life around first. So he was baptized and he had a tremendous life-giving, old man dies, new man rises, conversion experience. And it is then that, like anything else, he took up his bed, he was healed of his sins, forgiven in his baptism, and then he took his witness home, which was his homeland, and he spread the word throughout his homeland, building churches, correcting wrongs, and living a virtuous life until his end of his day. We see how the Lord works. And so he takes us where we're at, and then he moves us into a place where he wants us to be. Many times, a lot of times, it happens when we're practically, our backs are against the wall, or laying on the ground with no place to go. And that's where God does his best work. And that's where he raises us up again. And when we avail of ourselves of the holy mysteries, when we go to the Lord personally, in our sense of repentance, he gives us newness of life. And he says, your sins are forgiven. Take up your bed and walk. And so this good news, brothers and sisters, is given to us today as a way to, I think, remind ourselves of the awesomeness of God, the mercy of God, the compassion of God, his tremendous love for each and every one of us individually. Individually. And then he takes us, leads us, and brings us into fullness of life. Blessing of the Lord be upon you through his grace and love for mankind, always, now and ever, and unto the ages of ages.